President Trump has been making changes at breakneck speed, and emergency powers are a legal tool helping him to do that. Trump has declared a national energy emergency, and he's used a border emergency to justify tariffs. Those are both firsts, NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
Declaring a national emergency unlocks 150 additional legal powers for the president. That's according to the Brennan Center, a progressive law and policy organization which took an inventory. Those powers allow a president to act quickly. Take the tariffs Trump imposed on China last week and threatened on Canada and Mexico, citing fentanyl and migrants crossing the border as emergencies. Trump can impose tariffs without an emergency, using powers delegated to him by Congress. He used those in his first term and is using them this time around, too, for aluminum, steel, maybe reciprocal tariffs. But Kellyanne Shaw, a lawyer and former Trump advisor, says that with emergency powers, he doesn't need to follow a process or get public input.
I think from a practical perspective, it gives him the ability to impose tariffs immediately.
Meanwhile, the president has also declared an energy emergency designed to boost production of oil and gas. Kim Lane Shepley, a scholar who has examined emergency powers for decades, says that could speed up energy projects by removing checks and balances.
It eliminates a lot of the environmental protection provisions. It eliminates a lot of the public participation in how these things are going to go.
Trump has declared a border emergency, too, another area where he wants to move fast. But what qualifies as an emergency? On energy, the president cites future supply problems, but the U.S. produces more oil and gas than any other country, and there's no energy shortage now. Well, the National Emergencies Act, which was passed in the 70s, is missing something important.
There's no definition of national emergency in the law.
That's Elizabeth Goitein of the Brennan Center. Her team tallied up those 150 emergency powers. She says logically, emergencies should mean unexpected urgent crises. But without a definition, it's up to the president. So if the president says there's an emergency, courts are unlikely to disagree. The National Emergencies Act was supposed to put limits on emergency declarations. Congress would review them every 6 months, could terminate them at any time, and emergencies would automatically expire.
And essentially, each one of these three safeguards has failed in different ways.
Those regular reviews don't happen. A Supreme Court ruling in 1983 made it very hard for Congress to end an emergency. It takes a two-thirds vote now. And the expiration dates, they just get extended. The country is under dozens of emergencies right now, some of which have lasted for decades. The emergency declared during the Iran hostage crisis is still in place. So is the terrorist threat emergency declared after 9/11. In fact, here's Kim Lane Shepley again.
I don't think there has been a time when we were not in a state of emergency.
Trump tested the limits of these emergency powers in his first term when he declared an emergency to fund his border wall. It was an end run around a divided Congress, which didn't want to give him all the money he asked for, and prompted a bunch of legal fights. Trump won some, lost others, but the Supreme Court never ruled. So the question of whether Trump could do that was never really resolved. And on day one of term two, Trump revived it with another declaration of an emergency at the southern border. Nazak Nikuktar, a lawyer who was in the first Trump administration, says that experience of pushing the limits of power is informing this second term.
I think this time the Trump administration is much more confident and much more emboldened.
This is all about more than tariffs or energy. There are very few checks on a president's emergency powers. The law that's meant to limit them doesn't. And again, courts are reluctant to disagree if the president says there's an emergency. But they might question him on something else. If he's correctly using the powers it unlocks. Former President Joe Biden tried to use the pandemic emergency to justify forgiving student loans, and the Supreme Court said, no, that's not on your list of emergency powers. Border walls and tariffs, those aren't specifically listed either. The courts might decide just how far Trump can go. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.